T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, Gavin Newsom, of course, running for governor. Does this play into it? I mean, it's certainly an odd juxtaposition.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, wherever there's a soap opera, there's bound to be a San Francisco character involved. And in this one, we've got a couple. We've got Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly Kimberly Guilfoyle Newsom years back. She was then Mayor Gavin Newsom's wife. And now, as you said, she moved on to Fox News, where she was a commentator on The Five, not exactly in the same political wheelhouse as Gavin these days. And yes, he's off running for governor. She's exiting Fox News and is likely going to be hitting the campaign trail and working for a think tank dating President Trump's son, Donald Jr., all in one fell swoop. So it'd be real interesting if they crossed off with each other in Iowa, Nebraska, or any other of the 50 states in the union.
Do you see Kimberly Guilfoyle being an effective campaigner out there on the campaign trail?
Well, she certainly was for her then-husband, Gavin Newsom, when he was mayor of San Francisco. I got to tell you, you know, if you Googled the word ambition and Newsom and Guilfoyle and hit the enter button, it would be a race to see who came out on first. These are two incredibly good-looking and ambitious people that crossed paths in San Francisco. They got married. The wedding reception was at the Getty Mansion. It was the talk of the town. He went on to become mayor, and within 3 days of his swearing in, she moved on to New York to take a gig at Court TV. So now she's on the left side of the political spectrum solidly, and he's gotten increasingly more on, she's on the right side, and he's gotten completely on the left. So they still have a relationship. They still talk. I'm not sure they talk politics, but it's bound to come into the conversation because his handlers are already gearing up for how do we deal with the Kimberly issue.
So you seem to be saying that they are relatively friendly.
They are.
Yeah, that we're not going to hear any barbs from either one of them.
It was amicable. What you hear is that, you know, the most she said so far is that, you know, when he was with me, he was a lot more on the moderate side. And he was. He came into San Francisco as a small business, pro-business mayor. He left being the guardian of the progressive liberal causes. So it was an interesting. No, they still have a cordial relationship. It's by telephone. But I'd be interested to see how it develops with these new developments.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.